Sunny 101.3. I'm John Nixon. We sit along here courtside as we get ready for this girls and boys action in the Highway 275 conference tonight. Coming into the ball game, Mound City girls coming here 5-5 for Coach Ryan Osborne. South Old Knights, their coach, but Josh Peterson, they're coming in here with a record of 3 wins and 4 losses on the season. Two teams met earlier back on November 29th up at the Mound City basketball tournament, the early season invitational. And Mound City got the win in that game by a score of 50-18. Since that time, the Knight girls, they have improved, so have Mound City. So we'll see what is going to happen here tonight with this one. So it will be Mound City on the road to South Hole. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Introduced, and now the Knights are being introduced. You can hear your Irish basketball tonight. The Irish are on the road. A bell with Murdoch. Randy Kazook got that call over on Super Station. PTNC, 12:30 a.m. at 107.1 FM tonight. And you can hear all of our games on the World Wide Web at nscsports.net. That's nscsports.net. Hit the listen live button. Hit the drop-down box. List all of our family of radio stations for this one tonight. Let your friends and neighbors know it's on KLZA. And to say you heard games over on KTNC in that drop-down box. So, ready to go. Mound City on the road in the purple tonight. The home team, the Knights, dressed in white. And we are set to go. Stepping into the center circle, Elizabeth Locamper for Mound City. She'll jump it up in there against Zoe Prusman, the senior for South Holt. These two have met a lot of times the last three and a half basketball seasons. Here we go. And Mound City will control the tip in the backcourt with the basketball now is Sydney Meadows. Up the floor, off it goes to Abby Gibson. Gibson down to the right side. Meadows again against the 1-2-2 zone. Over to Locamper. High pass. Got it. Now it goes inside. And now back out from Locamper to Gibson. And it's taken away. And here come the Knights the other way. Up the floor, the Knights come. Miley Prusman with the basketball. Takes the ball cross court to Abby Sipes. Sipes will work down the left side with the ball. Now back out to the top with it for Riley Schroeder. Schroeder will hold back. It goes pass to the left side to Abby Sipes. They misfire on the pass. It's out of bounds, and it will belong to Mound City. So Panther basketball. Bring the ball in and coming up the floor with it. Once again, Sydney Meadows. Meadows ahead over there to Kreider. On the way up, no good. Rebound tipped around, brought down by Miley Prusman. Miley will bring it up herself, middle of the court, through the face of the South Holt Knights at the center circle. Now back out to the top, Zoe Prusman. Zoe holds up, looks, bounce pass, cross the lane to Schroeder. Beyond the arc now on the right side and back in the middle to Panther. Jack LaFinch are backing up with it. Man-to-man defense by Mound City. Off the right side, a dribble drive and a shot up. No, but a whistle and a foul on Mound City. I believe we're going to get Locamper here coming down towards the baseline to help out there. And they do get Elizabeth Locamper, her first foul and the first foul of the ball game. So at the free throw line will be South Holt. Free throw on the way up and good. No good. Excuse me. Shooting it, Riley Schroeder. No good on the first one. Should get a second here. All the way up and no good. Excuse me, that was Miley Prusman. I'm sorry. Miley Prusman with the two free throws. Couldn't connect. And still looking for our first point. Long pass to the left side. A drive up and a shot. Short, no good for Kreider. Rebound rolling up the floor. Picked up out top near midcourt by Meadows. Meadows on the right side with the ball in for Locamper. Too tall on the pass. Goes across the lane. Picked up on the far side there by the Panthers. Saved by Abby Gibson. Now it's Locamper. Right block. Up. Short. No good. Got her own rebound up. Can't get her to go. And the loose ball rebound is tipped out off of off the Panthers. That's what I thought. South Pole basketball. So the Panthers get the ball. There's the whole South Pole Knights get the ball. Excuse me. A little pressure here by Mound City. Coming up the floor with the basketball, Abby Sipes. Sipes got away from a double team in the corner midcourt. And then as she turned the corner, she got the hand underneath the basketball, carried over the top, and it will be Mound City ball on the sideline. 2 minutes gone by here in the opening period. Meadows backcourt. Pressure. Lost her dribble. Looks. Pass knocked away from her. Picks it back up. Going to be a 10-second call. Timeout. Saving the possession by the Panthers. 30-second timeout called by Coach Brian Osborne. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny. Panther basketball in the backcourt after the timeout to save the possession called by Coach Ryan Osborne. Low camper, inbound backcourt, get it in there to Meadows. Meadows, and got lucky there for Panhound City. She got fouled, lost the ball, and a reach-in foul will be called on Zoe Prusman. First foul on the Knights. The near midcourt, but still backcourt, and throw the ball back. Meadows goes cross-court with it. Kreider now in the front court to Meadows, in with double-team. Dribbles out of that issue, hands it off there for Gibson. Gibson to Lowcamper, out to Meadows for three. It's too strong. Weak side rebound picked up there by Gibson. And we've got another whistle and a foul on the rebound for a violation of some sort. So it'll be Knights basketball. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Come into Schroeder. Cross court now. Miley Prusman to the front. Miley comes up the floor, hands the ball off. Now Zoe working the ball up, down the lane, up and good. And we got our first points of the ball game. There's Zoe Prusman with her first two of the ball game at 5:06 mark of the first quarter. Now a foul as Mount City brings the ball up the floor. South Holt foul will be on Miley Prusman, her first. Team foul number two. From midcourt, inbounding will be Lowcamper. Meadows back to Kreider. Back to Meadows, up the floor, high post. Lowcamper knocked away. They came from down low, took it away from her, driving up all the way in. Up, no good. A whistle and a foul as Zoe Prusman went for the layup. And the Panther foul will go against Elizabeth Lowcamper, her second foul. 4:49 to go in this first quarter. 2-0 South Holt. At the line is Zoe Prusman. Eyes the bucket. The first one's on the way up, and she knocked that one home. She'll have another one here. And she brings Ava Barnes, a 5'7 junior, into the game for Lowcamper, who sits down now with two fouls. Prusman ready, fires a second free throw. It's up and rattles out. No good. And the rebound is batted around, and Miley Prusman picks it up on the right side into Zoe. Right block, leans back, drops the shoulder, kicks it back out of there. Out to Miley, shot of the way, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Sipes. Sipes swings it around the perimeter. And now a three-pointer up, in and out, no good by Miley Prusman. And the rebound down to Sydney Meadows, her second grab of the night. Off the floor, Meadows all the way to the top of the circle. Leaves it off left side, and now a three ball up, short off the rim. Rebound up, no good. A follow by Miranda Rigger. Sorry about that. And now we come up the floor the other way. That last three-pointer for Mountain City was put up out there by Cantor. In the middle, up and good for Miley Prusman. Her first two, and it's 5-0. South Pole with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.
In the first quarter, it's 5-0 South Holt with a lead over the Mound City girls here tonight at Oregon. First quarter action on Sunny 101.3. Logan Carpenter taking care of the show for us tonight. Back at Sunny Control. And the ball comes in backcourt, Miranda Rigger. Full court pressure to Meadows in the middle. Ahead to Rigger, around a defender, headed for the basket. Layup, too strong. Rebound tipped around and finally controlled by South Pole. Lobbing ahead now with the basketball, driving into the paint. Off balance up, no good for Zoe Prusman. Another Mountain City foul coming here. Zoe was a little out of control, didn't really have her feet under her, but Mound City fouled her, and that foul will go on Katie Kreider, her first team foul, number 3 on the Panthers. Free throw on the way up now for Zoe Prusman. It is good. That gives her 4 points in the ball game. She's got 2 out of 3 at the line. 1 more to go. 6-0 the score. Second free throw on the way for the senior is up and good. And now it's 7-0. The lead to South Hole. 3:35 to go. Cross court. Ava Barnes with it. Gives it back now to Gibson. Picked up her dribble. Throws it ahead to Barnes in the circle in the front court. Pass back to her teammate there, to Sydney Meadows. There's a defender behind her who knocked it loose for a moment. Meadows controls it. Barnes looking cross court to Kreider. Kreider will hold and look down in the corner. Meadows with a dribble in and a shot of the way up and good. And the Panthers are on the board. Down 7-2 and 3:05 mark of the first quarter. To the front now, it's Miley Prusman. Miley, bounce pass inside, turnaround up, too strong, no good for Schroeder. And a follow shot put back good by Jacqueline Fancher. 9-2, South Hole. To the front court, to a double team, comes Gibson. Throw the ball ahead to Rigger. Cross the court, Kreider for 3, up and down from the left side. Katie Kreider with a triple, and it's now 9-5. Now, pressure at midcourt, Mound City, and carrying the basketball, Abby Sipes. Defense ran to her at midcourt, and she got called for the violation. Panther ball in the backcourt. Meadows in the backcourt, dribbling, moving to the left. Now off the right side with it. Working around the top of the perimeter over to the left and now coming back to the right side with it. It's going to be Kreider. Kreider to Barnes, right side dribble inside the three-point line. Pass out, tipped away, and ran down by Sipes. Sipes to the front court, holds, gives the ball inside. Prusman back to Sipes, short on the shot, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Miranda Rigger. Freshman. Up the floor, quickly the other way. Kreider, 3 ball off, too strong. Rebound picked up by Gibson. 3 ball up and down by Sydney Meadows. She's got her second hoop. We get a 1-point ball game. 9-8 our score. Minute 33 to go. Trapped in the backcourt is South Holt. The ball's knocked away. It goes out of bounds on the side off of the Panthers. Olivia Prusman, a 5'6 junior, coming into the ballgame. I looked down, I thought it was a 6'6. I said, no, she's not that tall. Looking, getting the ball into Prusman, cross court. She goes with it, and up and down she goes between two defenders. Traveling will be the call, and it's Panther ball. Mound City with a chance to take the lead after falling behind 7-0. In the first quarter to start the ballgame. In the backcourt with it, Abby Gibson. Trapped, lost her dribble. The Rigger all threw it to the middle, should have dribbled across. And a held ball will go stay on the Mound City end here. Mound City got a little lucky there. So it'll be Mound City ball near midcourt. Inbounding will be going to be Abby Gibson again. Gibson in the backcourt. Meadows weaving between defenders. Up to the front. Fires a shot up and out. No good. Rigger got the rebound and got fouled from behind. Rigger picks up her third rebound. Foul will go on the Knights on Riley Schroeder, her first. Team foul number 3. We're all even in that category. Rigger, free throw coming here. Or excuse me, Rigger to inbound. I'm sorry. I confused myself. Rigger inbound to Gibson on the baseline. Dribbles between two defenders. Ball grabbed by the Knights. She throws across the lane. The ball bounced on the end line, out of bounds. Knights basketball. 57 seconds to go. Period number one. Up the floor with it, Miley Prusman. Ahead, decides, can't get it to go. Rebound brought down. Guess who? Miranda Rigger again. Outlet ahead. It goes ahead to Barnes. Back to Kreider. Over to Meadows. Three ball short. Might have got a piece of that. Rebound comes out to Kreider. She'll load up a long one. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Sykes. We head the other way, and a runner down the lane up. Good. Two-pointer good for Zoe Prusman. She's got seven. The lead is three, 11-8. Barnes to the front court to Meadows, looking, double team, had it knocked away, gets it ahead to Barnes, triple on the way, no. Rigger tipped it. It's controlled by Miley Prusman. Front court she goes with 4 seconds on the clock. And a long one from three-point land off the rim, no good, by Zoe Prusman. That ends our first quarter. South Polk 11, Mound City 8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to kick the winter blues to the curb this year. Eat well, exercise, and stay connected to your loved ones. It can be tempting to eat heavy comfort foods, snuggle on the couch with a warm blanket, and rant about the cold weather. This year, consume vegetables, fruits, and lean protein. Integrate exercise into your routine. Start with a day or two, a week, and build up into more. Spend time with people who bring out the best in you. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a happy and healthy new year.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here we go. Here's second period coming up here between South Polk and Mound City tonight in Oregon, Missouri. Bring it in, South Polk ball, and down the lane goes Zoe Prusman. Bounce pass across the lane to her teammate. Didn't make a clean catch. The ball skids out of bounds. Panther ball. Now up the floor, Kreider to a double team on the sideline, held ball, and that's going to stay with the Panthers. You get on either side in that trap, I mean, you're really stuck. There's a sideline, there's a backcourt, and there's a couple of defenders there. There's nowhere to go. Elizabeth Locamper back in the ball game with two fouls for Mount City to start this second period. Ball down to the left corner. Short jumper up and good for Meadows. Sydney now with seven in the ball game. And again, we got a one-point ball game, 11-10. The lead to the Knights of South Hole. Sipes, front court, right side, goes inside. A little push to the back to Zoe Prusman. Made the catch. Gets the ball away to Miley. Miley goes in the lane. The ball is loose. There's a scramble for it. And they say it's off the Panthers. So inbounding again, Zoe Prusman underneath her own bucket. She'll trigger there to Miley. Back to Zoe. In the corner. Dribbles out all the way around the perimeter. To the top. Stops inside the three-point line. Short, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Riley Schroeder. Schroeder gives in the middle. Up and good. Miley Prusman with her second hoop. And it's 13-10. Sykes for the assist. Out of the front, Kreider in the middle. Here comes the trap right at midcourt. She puts her head down and walks forward, and traveling will be the call. Coach Ryan Osborne had a frustrating quarter and a minute here so far. Team's right in, though, 13-10. Overcoming some early errors in this one. Now up the floor, Abby Sipes with the ball. Switches to the left hand, now to the right. Rolls down the right side, throws it into the Millie, to Miley Prusman. Got by her. She runs it down, backs up, three ball, too long. Rebound grabbed by Jacqueline Fancher, puts it up, and good. Fancher with the bucket, has a couple of hoops now. And the lead is 5, 15-10. Oh, and turning her ankle a little bit, Zoe Prusman. She slowed down a little bit. We'll see how she is. It got away momentarily from Meadows. She saved it. Throws it cross court to Sides. She lost it. Prusman to Prusman. Miley ahead. Ball touched last by the Panthers out of bounds. Looks like Zoe Prusman's going to stay in there, try to keep it from getting tightened up. Inbound ball, left side, three ball up, three ball down by Abby Seif. And now it's 18-10. That's the biggest lead of the ball game. It was 7-0 to start the game. Mound City fighting back and now traveling. A double dribble. All right, either one, take your pick. Abby Gibson got caught that time trying to get rid of the ball, and the ball took off on her. Dribble in a second time. Timeout Panthers. They're a third of the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny.
Little guy from the crowd comes out, gets the ball. Hand it to the referee. Let's see, they put full timeout up on the board. They were counting down a 60. Coach Osborne said I wanted a 30. So he's got two left, so we're straightening out the bookwork down here at the score table now. Okay. Ready to go. 18-10, South Hole with a lead. Three team fouls apiece here in this first half. South Hole basketball. Bring the ball in, and now Miley Prusman coming up the floor. Ooh, just about lost it on the dribble. Ball took kind of a high hop on her. Now to Zoe Prusman. Zoe crosses over down the lane. Tripped, lost the ball. It's picked up. Held ball will stay with the Knights, but they call traveling instead on South Hole. So it's going to be Panther basketball. Here's the pressure. It comes in to Miranda Rigger. Up the floor. Meadows right side to Rigger. Beyond the three-point line. Double team. Tried to bounce it into Lowcamper. Stolen away. As the ball goes ahead to Zoe Prusman, it's knocked away by Meadows. Out of bounds to the Mound City bench where they will inbound the ball. 5:18 to go here in the first half. Bring the ball in. Backcourt now. Miley Prusman. Right side. Three ball is short. No good by Schroeder. Hit the very bottom of the rim and skips out of bounds. Panther ball having trouble with the press from time to time. Lowcamper up the floor with the dribble to the sideline. And she got jumped into. Knocked to the floor. The foul will go, I believe, on Zoe Prusman. It is. Zoe picks up her second foul. She and Lowcamper two apiece in the ball game. 5:03 to go, first half. South Holt lead 18-10 over Mound City. South Holt 3-4. The Panthers 5-5 on the year. Back out top now with the ball. Abby Gibson. Gibson to Barnes. To Lowcamper. Out to Meadows. Shot up. Just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Jacqueline Fancher. Fancher gives the ball up to Sipes. Sipes free throw line out left side. Miley Prusman three ball on the rim. Won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Sydney Meadows. Long pass ahead to Rigger. The defense stops the look. And she lays it up at the other end. Miranda Rigger and a steal on the inbound by Barnes. And as she tried to elevate, the ball is taken back away from her by Riley Schroeder. Good defense both ways. With 4:08 to go here in this first half. 18-12, inside the ball goes. Off the glass, left side up and good for Riley Schroeder. Her first two of the night. Now it's Mound City facing the pressure defense again. Now up the floor, Lowcamper double team, lobs it ahead toward the baseline. save it back and assist going to Mound City to Gibson. Another bucket for Rigger. And it's a 6-point game, 20-14. South Holt leading. It will be Miley Brusman, top of the key. Picked up a dribble off the right side now. Dribbling right side. Jacqueline Fancher. We get a whistle and traveling. Tried to stop her dribble, couldn't stop her feet. And into the game comes Olivia Brusman again. Panther basketball down by 6, 3:26 to go. Never had Mound City had a lead up the floor quickly. Now back, the ball goes down the lane, left side layup around the rim, won't go for Gibson. Tipped by Rigger, and he ends up in the hands of Miley Brusman. Miley stops, and nobody's going to guard him to shoot the three. That didn't work out. Flatiron, rebound grabbed up by a low camper. Low camper will bring it up herself to the left sideline, inside to Rigger. Bounce pass across to Barnes, in between two defenders, and a foul on the floor before the shot. Foul, blocking foul on Abby Sipes, her first. Team foul number 5 on South Holt. Meadows the trigger from the baseline for Mound City. Looks into low camper, double team. She'll go to the line to shoot a pair here. Foul will go against Riley Schroeder. That'll be her second. Team foul number 6. Low camper to the line, looking for her first points in this ball game. First one up and short, no good. She'll have another one here. Ready to roll. Second free throw coming for the 6-foot senior from Mound City. Getting set and drops a 3 through. 20-15. Low camper with 2:53 sits down with 2 fouls. Back in the ball game, Katie Kreider. And South Holt throws it away. It comes into Zoe Prusman. She was going to go back to Miley, and Miley went the other way. Turn it over to the Panthers. Now out of game, low camper right back in. Out of the game comes Barnes. Bring in Meadows. 3 ball short, rebound. It's going to be a scramble. Meadows ends up with it, gets it to low camper in the paint, forces it up, and it rolls off, won't go. Sipes with the rebound for the Knights. Opportunity lost there for Mound City. Sipes, top of the key, inside. Zoe Prusman spins on the block, double team. Out it goes, 3 ball short for Olivia Prusman. Push foul on the rebound on Mound City. Is that right? Yeah, they called it on a little bit low camper. That's going to be her third foul. A push on a rebound. Mound City's committed 4 fouls, and Elizabeth has 3 of them. 2:22 to go in the first half. Bring it in, and a 3 ball up immediately and good from the left wing. Riley Schroeder's got 5 in the ball game, and the lead matches the biggest tonight at 8 points. To the front court with the basketball, Abby Gibson throws it ahead. Meadows' 3 ball is blocked, but fouled by Abby Sipes. Sipes from the side, ball for the foul, her second, team foul number 7. The Panthers need to knock down these free throws. Meadows has 7 points in the ball game. She's reached double figures with a free throw run here. There's the first one. That gives her 8. Coming up at halftime, we'll have a scoring rant brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, yet far from debt. Second one up. Second one. Swish. She'll get another one here. It's 23-17. Can make it a 5-point ball game. Meadows, the senior, gets set, fires, and buries all 3 of them. 23-18, the lead is down to 5. Ball comes in to Miley Prusman, throws it over the top, now to Riley Schroeder. Leaves the ball back to Zoe Prusman, top of the key, guarded by Barnes. Hands it off there, out top, Riley Schroeder between the circles. Moves up the left side, bounce pass down, taken away by Barnes. Look ahead, she does. Rigger with it, right side, pulls up too strong. Rebound, out of bounds, should be Panther ball, and it is. Rigger with, you see that? that a lot with young freshmen, especially. She's pretty talented. Good rebounder. I've seen her score double figures several times this year. Really strong on that shot. Too strong. Three ball. Meadows left side. No rebound. Weak side. Barnes up. No. Whistle and a foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Will Ava Barnes. Foul goes against Riley Schroeder. That's going to be her third foul for South Holt. Team foul number 8 on the Knights. Barnes at the line, free throw up, and it hits the back iron. Went straight up off that lip, came through. Lead down to 4 now. It was 8 a moment ago. Ready again. Barnes up. Much better looking free throw. It counts the same as that one before. It's now 23-20 with 90 seconds to go in the half. Up the floor, Miley Proofman. Back to Zoe. Didn't make a clean catch. Able to recover. Man-to-man defense by Mound City here. Minute 20 to go. And now a steal on the inside. Ryder with it. Coming up the floor on the run. Bounce pass ahead. Barnes in. Blocked by Miley Proofman. And it's going to be off of the Panthers. A couple of times this ball game, Mound City's had opportunities to escape them. I'm pretty close under the bucket. Or they might have the lead. Miley Proofman bringing the ball up. Right sideline. Back to the middle. To the right, gives the ball up to Olivia Proofman. And her pass knocked loose. And the held ball will stay on the South Holt end. South Holt's going right to left towards the west end here in this first half tonight. Second in or inbounding coming in here. Bring it in, Miley Bruceman, back to Zoe. Zoe back in, all the way to the hole, left hand up, won't go, whistle, and a foul probably on Rigger. She was guarding her to start, and it is Miranda. Her first, team foul number 5 on the Panther girls. 23-20, 49 seconds to go, and at the line, Zoe Proofman. 3 out of 4 at the line in the ball game. It's up, it's good. Fights its way into the cylinder. She'll have another one here. That gives her 8 points in the ball game. Second free throw for the senior on the way up and good. 25-20, the lead back to 5. Rigger to Barnes, lobs ahead to Meadows. She looks up the floor. It's 3 on 4. She's going all the way to the hole. It's up, it's down, and a foul. Meadows to the hole, puts it up and in. She's got a dozen. Foul on South Holt will go on Abby Sipes. That's her third foul. And Meadows at the free throw line. 12 and 13 as she buries another free throw. And now it's a, are you ready, points? 25-23. 3-point play. Zoe Proofman through traffic 36 seconds ago. Lets a defender fly by and a triple on the way up and good. Zoe Proofman with a dozen with that triple makes it 28-23. 20 seconds in the half. Meadows to Rigger. Held up cross court. Get it to Barnes. In the middle, up and off the glass. 2 for Abby Gibson. Her first bucket of the ball game. 28-25. 9 seconds to go. Zoe Proofman driving to the hole. Floats it up and got her to go. 14 for Proofman. And that's going to end her first half. A good scoring bout. 30-25 South Holt leading Mound City at halftime in our girls game. 30-25 our score. South Holt with the lead over the Mound City Panthers. We will take a 2-minute timeout, then we'll come back and check on the first half scoring for you on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
To South Polk High School, Oregon, Missouri, where it's halftime for a girls game tonight between the South Polk Knights and the Mound City Panthers. Our score at halftime is 30-25. South Polk with the lead over Mound City. Scored in the first half for South Polk. Zoe Prusman with 14 points. She had 7 in each quarter so far in this ballgame. We have 4 points for Jacqueline Fancher, 4 points for Miley Prusman, 5 for Riley Schroeder, and 3 for Abby Sipes. Abby Sipes and Riley Schroeder with 3 fouls apiece. Zoe Prusman with 2 in the first half for South Polk Knights. Knights 5 out of 8 at the free throw line. Again, our halftime report is brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, and it's far from that. Highland Community College, HCC, in Highland, Kansas. For Mound City, in the first half, it was 13 points for Sydney Meadows. That includes 4 for 4 at the free throw line. Miranda Rigger has 4. Luna Lokamper just 1. Abby Gibson with 2. 3 for Katie Pryor and 2 for Ava Barnes at the free throw line. Mound City fell behind 7-0 to start the ball game. Pulled back within 1. They have fallen behind by 8 2 times. And now down by 5 here at halftime for Mound City. Elizabeth Lokamper has 3 fouls in the first half. Nobody else with more than 1 for the Panthers. The Panthers, they are 7 of 8 at the free throw line. South Polk set 5 of 8 at the charity stripe here in the first half tonight. 30-25 South Polk with the lead. I'll remind you one more time that if you're looking for State Yard basketball tonight, they are over on Sister Station PDNC. At halftime, Elwood Murdoch leads State Yard 21-15 into that girls' game tonight at Elwood Murdoch. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check into the weather here for more of our thoughts. We'll be back here in a few minutes in second half action on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Burton, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 25 tonight under cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 37 tomorrow, overcast skies, partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 22. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Thursday, with daytime highs approaching 36, 44 Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Good evening from South Hole High School in Oregon, Missouri. 30 to 25, our score. South Hole leads Mount City in this girls' game tonight. Our halftime report was brought to you by HCC, that's Highland Community College. It's close to home, far from dead, HCC. We have South Holt with the lead. They led to the 7-0. Then got to within one to Mound City. And South Holt stretched it to 8 two different times in the ball game. But right now, it's a 5-point ball game here at the half. Anybody's ball game in this one at this point. So coming up here, Panther basketball to start second half action tonight. Inbounding, Elizabeth Locamper playing with three fouls here. They start the second half tonight. Pass the ball off with it. Abby Gibson gets it away to Meadows. Back to Gibson. Between the circles. Gibson, right side of the floor now, works with the dribble, coming around to the left, over to the Kreider, open for three, up and a foul. She went down late, but there was contact and almost after the shot. That's on Jacqueline Fancher, her first foul of the ball game, first foul of the second half, and Mound City back to the line. This time, Katie Kreider at the line. First time tonight there for Katie. Hit a three-pointer back in the first quarter tonight. Sets, fires, front edge, no good. Good-looking shot, but just 6 inches short. Second one ready for the 5'8 junior. Fires, and that one rattles off both rims. Front and back won't go. But she'll get one more. She's playing with a big knee brace on her left knee. Second, maybe the third one coming up here is up. A lot more arc, no. And it doesn't count because of a lane violation. He stepped over the line, no good. Wouldn't have counted had it gone. So Mound City comes up empty on that trip, and here comes Abby Sipes to the front court. Pass the ball in the middle, now to Schroeder. Back out to Sipes for three. That's off the mark. Given chase is Miley Prusman. Miley, a 5'5 sophomore. She ends up saved from hitting the stage there by Mr. Alman, the superintendent here at South Hole. Good job, sir. And now up the floor, Lowcamper double teamed, stolen as she reached back to make a pass. The Knights take it away. Here's Prusman for three. It's off the mark. No good for Zoe that time. Rebound is grabbed up by Abby Gibson. Ahead up the floor, Meadows trying to turn the corner. It does from the left side. It's up from a little jumper. Too strong. A lot of spin on that shot. Wouldn't go, but she'll be at the line. Shoot two more. Foul. Jacqueline Fancher, her second already here in the second half. And at the line, Meadows up, good. She's got 14 points in the ballgame now. 5'9 senior gets set, up, and rattles that one home, but it's still good. She's now 6-for-6 at the line tonight in this ballgame. It's 30-27, South Holt. And lining up a three, but pass it up. Now Sipes will take one on the right side and banks it home. The bank is open from the right side. It's 33-27. Ahead, Meadows. Sipes went for the steal, came up empty. Off it goes to Gibson. Inside Lowcamper. Big dribble, lost it. Got it back, and it won't fall. Holy cow, that ball hanging on the rim. Fancher, the rebound. Ahead, Miley Prusman all the way to the hole. Up, no. Rebound tipped around. Control down there underneath by Gibson again. Ahead it goes to Kreider. She's going to wait. Katie inside. Shot up. Meadows won't go. Rebound brought down by Lowcamper. She can't connect. And the ball is going to belong to Mound City. It ends up out of bounds. So the Panthers are going to get a third opportunity here. Bring it in, out to Meadows. Good job on the defense. Now she'll step in for two. Short, no good. Kept it alive, and it ends up in the hands after being batted around to Zoe Prusman. Zoe fires up the left sideline, stops over to Sipes. Abby Sipes waits, looks across, and now an 18-footer on the way up, and none at the bottom of the hole for Riley Schroeder. She's got seven in the ball game, and the lead is up to eight again for South Hole. Lead fluctuates from about 3-8. Now Meadows up the floor, down the lane, pull-up jumper in the lane, got it to crawl over the front end for two more. 17 for Sydney Meadows, the lead is six, 5.5 to play. Third quarter, right side with it. Fancher fires long range, no rebound on the deck. Picked up by Lowcamper. Lowcamper dribbles up, and a foul going to be called on Miley Prusman. That was a no-doubter. She was trying to move her feet with Lowcamper, but couldn't move fast enough. He gets whistled for the foul. Again, all of our games on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. Hit the listen live button. Pick KLZA when we're on Sunny. Meadows trapped, gets it away to Rigger. Rigger had it dribbled away. Now it gets over to Meadows. Two-pointer up short, no good. Rebound is picked up, and it's Miley Prusman with her fifth board of the night. Coming up the floor, guarded by Kreider. Keeps on moving, spinning. Over goes to Sipes for three again. Nothing at the bottom of the hole. Sipes with her third long ball of the night. The lead is nine, the biggest lead of the ball game for South Hole. Here's a steal by Zoe Prusman. Three on two, tripped up, gets to the Sipes, cross court. Miley Prusman lays it up and in. She's got six. Timeout Mound City. All of a sudden, it's an 11-point lead for the Knights. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small-town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines, conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here at South Hole, and we are about ready to continue here as Mound City took the timeout. 40-29 is our score, and it's going to be Mound City basketball at the far end here. Getting ready to bring it in. 4:33 to go in this third period. And the ball up to Rigger, and she dribbles the midcourt line and got away from a triple team in the sideline there. Now gets it ahead, and we're going to have another held ball that's going to go to the Knights. Or do we have a timeout call? What do we got? Timeout call by South Hole. I'm not sure who saved the possession there. 40-29, South Hole timeout, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Third period, South Hole basketball. That's why Coach Josh Pearson called the timeout. His squad ends up with the basketball. Inbounding, Zoe Prusman gets the ball ahead up the floor to Riley Schroeder. Back off to Prusman, drives in, and the shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul will be called, I believe, on Sydney Meadows. Yes, it is. That will be her first foul of the ball game. First foul and a half, and Zoe Prusman to the line. 14 points, couple of free throws coming here. High as the bucket, it's on the way up, and short, no good. She'll have another one. She made four in a row up to that point. Five out of seven on the night to this point. Ready as a senior, it's on the way up. The second one is good. 15 points for Prusman now. The lead is up to a dozen. Lowcamper, backcourt, picked up a dribble, cross-court pass. Sipes saw it coming, took it away. Layup at the other end is up and good. Her first two-pointer of the night makes it a 14-point lead in Mound City. Their pass in the backcourt, that press has really given them fits. Up the floor, Meadows free throw line, spins, passes down to her teammate underneath there. Shot up, Rigger made the pass across. The shot up was up by Barnes, couldn't get it. She got her own rebound and got fouled on the second try. Foul on Jacqueline Fanger, her third, all here in the third quarter. Barnes at the line to shoot two here. 5'7" junior sets, fires up, and rolls it home. She'll have another one here at the 3:42 mark. This is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Ball City, Mound City in Oregon. Second free throw coming. It's up and good again. Got them both. And it's 43-31. And now Miley Bruceman to the front court. Keeps on dribbling. Picked it up over to Sipes. Nobody Gardner. Three-pointer off. Missed one. Zoe Bruceman, the rebound down the lane. Chasing the ball. Gets it back out there to Miley Bruceman. Sipes backing up. Left side with it to Schroeder. Back to Sipes. Sipes to Schroeder. Free throw line jumper up. No good. Rebound brought down by Elizabeth Locamper for the Panthers. Ahead of the pack. Layup is up and good. Abby Gibson. The assist to Meadows. 43-33 is down to 10 to the 3-minute mark of the third quarter. Shot up short, no good by Schroeder. Rebound to Meadows. Meadows on the run the other way. Lobs it ahead. Barnes with a catch. Shoots it. Contact. No whistle. Short on the shot. Brought down by Jacqueline Fancher. She'll hand it away now to her teammate, Abby Sipes. She'll walk it across, throws over to Miley Bruceman. Up the ladder, she went to get it. Bruceman drives in, and it is off of Mount City. Apparently touched by Abby Gibson. Barnes out, back in comes Katie Kreider from Mount City. 2:31 left here in the third quarter. Zoe Bruceman inbounds the ball. She tried to roll it in off the backside of a Panther. The ball came down, and she was still out of bounds when she recovered it. Locamper with it in the backcourt after she triggers in. Through traffic, triple teamed, leaves the ball ahead, short on the shot, but recovered by Rigger. Kreider for three, too strong. Rebound, Locamper up and good, and a foul. Locamper with her first field goal of the evening. Foul on 30 again. Jacqueline Fanders picked up four fouls here in quarter number three. Now, again, the Knights have only got seven suited, and I'm not sure one of them is going to play tonight, if I understood Coach Peterson correctly. So, Locamper at the line, one for two, and now one for three at the line. A rebound brought down by Miley Bruceman. It's an 8-point lead now for South Holt, 2:10 to go. So Mount City takes about 6 points off that lead in the last 50 seconds. Ball in the middle, knocked loose, picked up Meadows with the steal after the tap away by Gibson. Meadows all the way to the hole, a foul before she elevated for the shot, I believe. Foul on offensive foul. On who? Rigger? No, I didn't see it. Miranda Rigger called for the foul, her second. Second foul of the half on the Panthers. She must have came up, run all their teammate, tried to set a screen or a moving screen or something. Now, Miley Bruceman had it knocked away by Locamper. Held ball, stays with the Knights. Minute 37 to go. Third quarter here at South Holt. It's ready. Zoe Bruceman into Miley. We just lost her scoreboard. There you go. Came back on. Well, one of them did. Down the lane, Miley Bruceman high off the glass. No, Rigger the rebound. Out of there to Meadows. Meadows ahead to Kreider. Lost it off of a Knight. Falls down. Throws it up. And a whistle and a foul on South Holt, I believe. Play was a little out of control, but it turns out well for Mound City. Foul will be on Abby Sipes. That's going to be her fourth, I believe. Yes, it is. She's got four in Fancher. They both have four now. Mound City will inbound. That's 16 fouls this half. And now into Locamper. Three ball corner. Too strong. Rigger the rebound. Put back. Won't go. Rebound brought down by Zoe Bruceman. Bruceman with the rebound will walk it up the floor. Lead 8 for South Holt. Up for Bruceman. Got a pick all the way to the hole. The layup is good. Nice job. 17 now for Zoe Bruceman on the night. 45-35. Lead is 10. Ball knocked loose. Here's a scramble. Held ball will stay on the Panther end this time. Well, Mound City has been the beneficiary so far of 6 fouls by the Knights. No. They call a foul. They called a foul on Abby Gibson. I didn't see that either. I'm sorry. It's not Mound City ball. It's South Pole ball. Bruceman up the floor, lowering the shoulder into Rigger. Gets away with that. Gets the ball away to Schroeder. A couple of defenders for South Holt are going to have to be careful now with four fouls apiece here. Miley Prufen dribbling out the clock here with 29 seconds to go in the third. Out near midcourt, coming out on her will be Gibson. Low camper down deep with her three fouls. And now Zoe Prufen with 17 on the clock. Rigger stands there with her. Now she'll dribble to the right side, reverse, go to the left side. Rigger, this is Prufen, keeps on going all the way to the hole, up and got it. They lost her. She takes the hole on the left side, up and good, the lead's 12, and that ends the third quarter. Mound City fought back into it, but now they've fallen behind by a dozen again. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Oregon, Missouri, the home of the South Pole Knights. It's a 12-point ball game. Mound City cut it down to six there late in the fourth to third quarter. But South Pole able to stretch it back out as the quarter came to an end. Couple of players, a four foul. Here's Meadows' jumper from 18 on the left side. Good. Sydney Meadows now with 19 in the ball game. She and Prusman with 19 apiece. Now here's a nice little play down underneath. A layup, Jacqueline Fander with her third hoop. Nice assist from the right side. Cross court tipped away there by Fancher. She's got four fouls. Riley Schroeder with three. Four on Abby Sipes for South Holt. Elizabeth Hocamper has three for Mound City. Rigger has two. Nobody else with more than one. Next foul will put Mound City in the bonus. The next South Holt foul, I should say. Take the ball. Meadows double team in the corner. Bounce it in. Low camper. Left corner. She reverses the ball. Kreider can't connect for three. And the rebound comes over the top of low camper to Sipes. Sipes pulls up. Shoots. It's up. It's good. It's a two-pointer. That gives her 13 in the game. Four triples. Up the floor now goes Gibson. The lead is 15. The biggest lead of the ball game. 52-37. Meadows trapped in the corner. That's Kreider. And a foul. Sipes just fouled out, I believe. Abby Sipes just fouled out with 13 points with 6:51 to go here in quarter number four. And in to replace her, Olivia Prusman, a 5'6 junior. At the free throw line on the bonus is going to be Katie Kreider, 0-for-2 at the line. Ready, sets, and it rattles off, won't go. Rebound off of Fancher. It'll be Mound City basketball. Panther ball on the baseline. Inbounding will be Sydney Meadows. Meadows gives it into low camper, up strong between two defenders, up and good. She's got five and a timeout call. Mound City, I think, just took her last timeout. They trail 52-39, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY. and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Got Nick along with here in Oregon, Missouri, home of the South Bolt Knights, and we have a 52-39 lead to the mound for the South Bolt Knights over the Mound City Panthers here. Abby Sipes had 13 points, is fouled out for South Holt. Bringing the ball in for the Knights will be Zoe Prusman. She was 19 points in the ball game. Sydney Meadows has 19 to lead Mound City. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Ball comes in, and Zoe Prusman had it knocked away out of bounds by Meadows near the midcourt stripe. Let's reset here. Night ball, backcourt, Miley Prusman bringing it up the floor and had it nearly lost. Now a foul, a blocking foul on Katie Kreider, her second. It's only the fourth foul on Mound City, so they need to commit a couple more. They may get down to the fouling situation here to get them in free throws later in this game. Zoe Prusman brings it in cross court. Two Knights. Oh, that's over and back. One Knight went after a ball intended for a different Knight player, and the ball got away from both of them in the backcourt. They touched it forecourt, and it will be Panther basketball. 6.5 to play, fourth quarter. Lead is 13. Don't have time to dally, girls. Mound City there. Ooh, that should have been a foul. And it is a very late call, but a foul nonetheless. And bonus time for Mound City. Foul will go on Miley Prusman. Is that right? 24 or 40. I don't have a 42. It had to be 24. Yeah, Miley Prusman picks up her third. Team foul number 7. Number 8, actually. Mound City at the free throw line. It's up and it's good. Sydney Meadows knocks down another one. That gives her 20 points on the night. We shoot another one here. Up and good. Boy, she's just automatic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for 8 at the line. A steal. And a shot by Kreider won't go. The rebound comes down. It goes off the foot of the Knights. Coach Josh Peterson wants a timeout to talk this over. His team up by 11. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny 101.3.
South Holt with a lead by 11. Coach Josh Peterson is, let's say, less than pleased with what's been going on here the last couple of minutes of this ball game. Says, girls, you need to rebound down there on that defensive end. That is basically what he was trying to say. He did not say it in so many words like I did. He used different words. Nothing bad, but his were a little more intense than mine were. Shall we say that? Rigger inbounding, low camper, left side, layup is good on the inbound play. Nice set play to the Panthers. The lead is now 9. Panthers have cut 6 off of it. 6:11 to play. And Zoe Prusman in trouble, gets the ball away to Miley Prusman. Those two can do a lot of dribbling with the ball. The Panthers can't really allow that. Miley Prusman double team, throws it into the middle. Turn around, Olivia Prusman, up, won't go. Rebound offensive end. Brought down there, that will be Fancher. Throws it out of there, and it's stolen away by Katie Kreider. Give the ball to Meadows. I don't think she's sat down all night. Off the left side to Kreider. I don't think Rigger sat down either. Inside out game, and a three-pointer is well short this time by Meadows. Maybe she's getting a little tired because I said she hasn't been out of there. That was well short. to the front. Zoe Pruitt's been going around the defense. She's going all the way to the hole. Nice pass back. And a little set shot up and good underneath the bucket for Olivia Bruceman, set up by Zoe Bruceman to drive and pass from underneath behind the bucket into the paint. The lead is 11 again. Out Kreider pulls up, 18-footer, short again for Mound City. Meadows tried to save it in and did. Kreider ends up with a three-pointer too strong. Rebound Rigger to Meadows, up and down for two. Meadows with 23 in the ball game now. So we come up the floor, and we've got a turnover by the Knights. Never, ever throw a basketball to your coach. That's a turnover, and he's not going to like it. The lead is 9 for South Hole. Bring it into Meadows. Pulls up the dribble, gets the ball off there to Katie Kreider. And Kreider tries to go back to Meadows, and the Panthers throw it away. Both coaches about to have a sit down here. Now up the floor, Zoe Pruitt, pass is blocked. It went back to her. Meadows ends up with it. Oh, did she come down on the sideline? Yes, she did. She jumped in the air, came down with the ball in her hand, and her foot was on the side, out of bounds. Nothing she could do about that one. Good play by the Panther defense. Now, South Hole has a clear open cross court. That's Schroeder. They go for the long pass. Instead, they go in Miley Prusman and back to Zoe. Stands in the top corner. Comes to a double team. She went around that left side. Very successful doing that night. Taking that left sideline, cutting in at the baseline, and going to the hole. 4:12 to go. Up the floor. Tipped away by Meadows on the deck. Oh, and a push foul on Meadows after the player went down. That'll be team foul number 5 on Mount City. Meadows now has 2. Bonus after 2 more fouls for South Hole. Ball coming in. With it, Jacqueline Fancher. Zoe Prusman holding, covering it up like a football in a crowd. Gives the ball to free throw circle. Shot of the way up is no good by Schroeder. Rebound out of bounds. Touch last by the Panthers. It will be Knights basketball. So the Knights have the basketball underneath their own bucket. Bring it to the free throw line, and it will be up and good down the lane. That'll be Miley Bruceman with the hoop. She's got 8, and the lead is back up to 11. Here is Lowcamper, fakes the 3, now backs up and will take a 3. Off the mark, no. Rebound Meadows for 2. It's up, it's no good. But a whistle and a foul will put her back at the free throw line. Foul on Zoe Prusman, her 3rd, team foul number 9 in the ball game on South Hole, the second half. Free throw up, Meadows good again. That gives her 24 on the night. She had 7 here in the fourth quarter. Second one up, second one good. Is not missed tonight. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for 10 at the line. Ahead up the floor now with the basketball. Schroeder throws into the circle. Driving down, getting, oh, missing the layup. Fancher can't connect. Rebound. Meadows coming out of there with it for Mound City. Up the floor, Kreider for 3. No, but a whistle and a foul. That was out so long after the shot. Now you just can't commit those fouls. Kreider's head of the line. I wonder if that's going to be a 1-1 or a 3. It is 3. Zoe Prusman picked up her. I thought about the shot. Shot was 3. So free throw up. Good again by Meadows. She's now got 11 for 11 at the line. 2 more to come here. Sydney ready. Up and good again. 12 for 12. The lead is 7 for South Hole. Free throw ready. Meadows again on the way up and rouse it home. Excuse me, that was not Meadows. That was Katie Kreider who knocked those 3 down. I'm sorry. 22 and not 12. I apologize. So, Now it's 56-50. The once 15-point lead is now down to 6. Ball's knocked out of bounds right at the scorer's table. Everybody's running their play, and the referee's still holding the basketball, talking to Zoe Prusman. So they'll do it again. Zoe Prusman looks. Bounce pass in, gets it right back. Heads to the left side of the court. Now reverses. She's double-teamed, almost triple-teamed. There's nobody down there. She heads in, throws the ball across the lane. Layup good for Olivia Prusman. 58-50, 2:54 to go. South Holt with a lead. To the front, off the left side now. Gibson with it. Gibson, the low camper down the lane, drives left-hander up and good. Low camper with 9. Timeout. Mound City, I believe. Let's see. That's got to be their last. I thought they had 5 already. 2:41 to go. It's a 6-point game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
The Tri-State Region. 52 South Holt with a lead over the Mound City Panther in our girls game tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Mound City 15 down early in this fourth quarter. We get 2:41 left. They're down 6. All right, ready to go. Knights basketball. They are playing without Abby Sipes, who is fouled out already. They have two other players with 4 fouls, 1 with 3. And inbounding the ball will be Riley Schroeder. Runs the lane, knocked loose. Oh, and a foul called on Meadows. That'll be Sydney's 3rd foul. Team foul number 6. So again, South Holt to inbound here. Zoe Prusman, the trigger, on the baseline. Next foul by Mound City will put South Holt in the bonus. Coming up the floor now with it, Riley Schroeder to the front court. Looking cross court, Miley Prusman. They'd love to run some clock and make Mound City foul him. Going to the left side, Zoe Prusman now reverses. Back out to the top she comes. Panther Shea is going to the right side now, reversing again. She's running her own weave out here. She'll be worn out when this one's over. To the left, now back to the right she comes. They can't catch up with her. Now gives the ball up to Riley Schroeder. Oh, does she walk? Not quite. Riley, back to Zoe Prusman. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Prusman down the lane. Bounce pass down. Shot up, no, and a foul. And that's a good place to get a foul because it stopped the easy layup. That'll be on Elizabeth Lowcamper, I believe. Yes, it is. That's her 4th, but that was a good one because it probably saved a sure 2 points. And now 7 to the line to shoot 2. 1:58 left in this one. Free throw on the way is up, and he crawls over the front end. Good. At the free throw line there is Riley Schroeder. That gives her 8 in the ball game. The lead is 7. That makes it a 3-possession game, and the free throw is good. And it's 60-52. Sydney Meadows up the lane for Mound City. Right side, Kreider. They step out on her, not to give her an open look at 3. Meadows for 2. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound grabbed by Olivia Prusman. Trapped in the backcourt. No timeout called by Josh Peterson of the South Holt Knights. He'll take a full timeout. We'll be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Highway 275 Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax,
Mound City, and Maitland. Farmer State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
This is Southall with an 8-point lead. They will have the basketball on the baseline in the Mound City end. We'll resume play. Both teams in the bonus. The rest of the way here. Southall's got one timeout left. Mound City has no timeouts left in this ball game. Mound City took two in the first quarter when they fell behind early. All right, full court pressure. Zoe Prusman, the trigger from the baseline for Southall. Nobody guarding Olivia Prusman. Instead, they go cross court there with it. Riley Schroeder, she got away from the defense, now throws the ball up the floor, and the ball is on the floor, it's on the deck, it's going to stay with Southall on the alternating possession. 1:34 left, the lead is 8. Mound City needs 3 possessions and allowing no points to get this thing tied or in the lead. Bring it into Miley Prusman. Finally fouled all the way out near midcourt by Abby Gibson, her first, team foul number 8 on Mound City. At the line will be Miley Prusman, 0-for-2 at the line in this ballgame. Locamper in, Gibson out for Mound City. Locamper with 4 fouls for the Panthers. Prusman's free throw on the mark. He hit the back iron, went up and came down through. That makes it a 9-point lead. That's 3 3-point baskets, and now she makes this one. It's a 4-possession game. It's up, and it is good. There's no part of the rim. Those 2 free throws didn't hit, and a couple of good spots on the backboard, but they went in. That's all that matters. Up the floor, Kreider for 3. Got it on the right side. No timeouts for Panthers. Kreider has 9 points now. That's her second long one. At the other end, driving, getting away to Panther. She lays it up and in. It's 64-55 with a minute 5 to go. Ahead to Barnes, and she gets fouled. Oh, my. With a minute 3 to go, the foul on Miley Prusman, her 4th. Team foul. Double bonus for Eva Barnes, who is 4-for-4 at the line. She'll shoot a pair here, down 9. All right, Ava, 5'7 junior, ready, fires up, good. I'll tell you what, Panthers have been deadly at the line. They were 11-for-15 the first 3 quarters. They're 8 out of 9, I think, here in the 4th quarter so far. 1:03 left, no timeouts for the Panthers, 1% off hold. Barnes, ready. Eyes the bucket, on the way up, and good again. He gets them both, leads down to 7. And up the floor, and a quick foul on the Panthers. That's going to be on Gibson, I believe. No, it's on 12. It's going to be on Sydney Meadows, her 4th. Team foul number 9. So this will be the last 1-1, and at the line, Zoe Prusman. Zoe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 8 at the line. 1-1 opportunity here with 1 minute to go for the senior. High as the basket. It's on the way. It's short. No good. Rebound brought down by Locamper. Locamper will bring it herself for Mound City. Up the left side. Nobody guard her. She keeps on going. Hands it back to Barnes. 3-pointer blocked by Miley Prusman. Loose ball rebound pushed ahead to Zoe Prusman. And she's all the way to the hole. Up. No good. Rebound comes back to her after it's tipped around. Zoe Prusman gets it. And finally fouled by Kreider. That might be enough to do it. With 39 seconds to go, the foul on Katie Kreider, her 3rd. Team fouls even at 10 apiece now, so Zoe Prusman to the line now, shooting 2. 19 points in the ball game. Has not scored here in the 4th quarter, but she's got some nice assists. This one skids over the front lip hit the front part of the rim up and over to make it an 8-point ball game. Second one coming for the senior. Flies it toward the hoop. It's up off the back. No good. Rebound. Low camper coming out of there with the basketball. Down by 8 are her Panthers. 3 ball. Short. No good. Out of bounds. Rigger can't get to it. It will be South Pole ball with 30 seconds to go. Ready again will be Zoe Prusman inbounded. South Pole only 6 players to use in this ball game tonight. Bring the ball in. Olivia Prusman had it knocked away from her. She's got 4 points in the game. Here comes Abby Gibson back in now for Meadows. Offense and defense. Meadows got 4 fouls. Zoe Prusman on the side now here to inbound. Looking. Ball tipped. And it's loose. It's picked up by South Holt. They get it to Miley Prusman. So you didn't catch a break there. Now back to Zoe Prusman. And good Ryan Osborne just stood up and gave the signal. No more fouling. They're just going to stand there and hold it. Your final score is going to be South Holt 65 and Mound City 57. 65-57, your final score. South Holt evens their season record at 4-4. Mound City now 5-6. We'll wrap it up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank wishes you and your family many blessings during this holiday season. At F&M Bank, we strive to give our customers the best banking services and an excellent customer experience. We want to thank you all for your business and continued support. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The tonight is South Holt 65 and Mound City 57. Entertaining ball game. Up and down it went. Mound City trailed by 15 early in the fourth quarter, able to bring it down to a 6-point game, eventually losing by 8 tonight. For the Panthers, they're led by Sidney Meadows. The senior had 25 points, and that included 10 of 10 at the free throw line tonight. 9 each for Elizabeth Camper and Katie Kreider tonight. 6 points for Eva Barnes and 4 each for Miranda Rigger and Abby Gibson. Mount City went 20-25 at the free throw line tonight. For the South Pole Knights, they are led by Zoe Prusman. The senior had 20 points in the ballgame. 13 for Abby Simon. She fouled out with 6:51 to go in the fourth quarter. Had 3 triples on the night. Miley Prusman ends up with 10 of the game, 9 for Riley Schroeder, 8 for Jacqueline Fancher, and 4 more for Olivia Prusman off the bench for South Holt. Sal Holt went 11 of 17 in the ball game at the free throw line tonight. They went to improve to 4-4. Sal Holt now 4-4, and Mound City is 5-6 on the year. The boys are out there warming up. They're getting ready for their contest. It's coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, let's do this. Logan Berber, Steven here. Let's do just like halftime. We'll do a two-minute break and check the weather here from our commercial sponsors again, and then be back here. I'll give you the starting lineups coming up on Sunny 101.